Confidence-inspiring, British spies told to check white privilege, don't use words like manpower. By Kurt Zindelka on February 24, 2022. The United Kingdom's intelligence services warned the nation's spies to check their so-called white privilege in a document published amid concerns over war in Europe. Intelligence officers and other staff were reportedly told to refrain from using such words as strong grip and manpower over concerns that failing to abide by woke language codes would reinforce dominant cultural patterns. The document, which claimed that diversity and inclusion were crucial in order to keep the UK safe, was shared among the country's intelligence community on December 6 during a time of heightened tensions in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The instructions came in the form of a dossier from the MI5, MI6, and GCHQ intelligence agencies entitled Mission Critical, a leaked copy of which was obtained by the Daily Mail, they claim. Laying out the disadvantages of white privilege, the document urges officials to employ inclusive language, saying, in national security, look out for words and phrases, such as strong or grip, that reinforce the dominant cultural patterns. Avoid jargon, hierarchy or gender biases. It went on to advise, use gender-neutral language to reflect people's diversity and reduce stereotypes and assumptions, for example about job roles and functions which need not be gender-defined. The National Security Advisor, and author of the document, Sir Stephen Lovegrove, explained the purpose of the guidance thusly. This toolkit is called Mission Critical because a diverse and inclusive culture is critical to succeeding in our national security missions. Confirming the veracity of the leak, a Whitehall spokesman responded by saying that the document would be included in the core training of intelligence operatives, saying the principles within it are fundamental to the national security of the UK, adding, that includes having people from different backgrounds, perspectives and ways of thinking. The document also stressed the importance of using gender pronouns to make transgender colleagues feel welcome in the intelligence service, saying, sharing your pronouns, if you are comfortable doing this, helps to create an environment in which this is normal. You can do this by adding your pronouns to your email signature or sharing them at the start of a slide pack. The advice went on to advise intelligence staff to read critical race theory, CRT, books, including from controversial author Kimberly Crenshaw. The proliferation of CRT principles has spread throughout other areas of the government, with bureaucrats in the supposedly politically neutral civil service being advised to read works from other leading CRT figures, such as White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo and How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi. The revelation came despite the Conservative Party-led government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson claiming to have banned unconscious bias training for civil servants last year. Criticizing the latest woke guidance, a government source told the Daily Mail, "There will be times where our security services have to kill the enemies who wish us ill. A culture where manpower is offensive and where pronouns and privilege are promulgated is far removed from the deadly decisions spooks often need to take." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.